Thank you, brethren. I have to say good day because I believe some of you are already into night and some of you are now beginning the day. But we thank the Lord for what he has given in the few minutes that we have been together and look forward that he will give us more, but that our hearts will be ready to receive. The fourth lecture is called At the Feet of Jesus, but appreciation for the access that has been achieved. The access that has been achieved by the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if we notice the thread that is going through these lectures, we had before us at the very beginning the beauty of the feet of him that brings glad tidings, the beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we realized that in bringing these glad tidings, he was pronounced as the Savior. The glad tidings of salvation was being brought. In the second lecture, we saw one who benefited from the work of grace, which this one who has such beautiful feet brought. His life and his work going in consonance and providing for this woman who was a sinner. The salvation that she so much needed. How her heart must have thrilled with the words, "Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace." She benefited from this salvation. And now in the third lecture, we saw one who not only benefited, but progressed even further. She sat at his feet and heard his word. She didn't take the salvation and say, "Thank you very much. Off I go." Rather, she sat at his feet and heard his word. She made a choice to enjoy what God had given her in Christ. She was in submission to him. She took on the truth of what lordship means and made that decision. Mary has chosen that good part, says the Lord Jesus, that shall not be taken away from her. And as we continue in this vein, we see yet another step in this progression. Appreciation shown, not merely for the access that is achieved, but appreciation shown in going and using that access. We have access into this grace in which we stand. And here we're going to see an example in this leper who came to the Lord Jesus. And we read from chapter 17, also from the Gospel of Luke, verses 11 to 19. Luke chapter 17, 11 to 19. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go, show yourselves unto the priests." And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God save this stranger." And he said to him, "Arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole." Here we have one who came face to face with the one who brings salvation, benefited from that salvation, as the second lecture did. But more than this, he turned back to speak to the one who had given him the healing that he needed. And I dare say, brethren, that this is a challenge for each of us. We know the Lord Jesus Christ. We know his grace. Though he was rich, for our sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be made rich. He desired, and he came out in love towards us to draw us to himself. The leper is representative of our condition. We were afar off as Gentiles. Even Israel could not come near. They were afar off. Only the priests and the high priest could enter into the very presence of God. But here we're learning now that that was just an illustration. The opportunity, the rite of passage to come into the presence of God was only given to the high priest. But now we are seeing that here the leper enjoys that rite of passage, that access that only God can give to those who love him. And when it comes to the believers, we see, rather to this leper, we see that he fell down on his face and gave him thanks. First, he came back, and with a loud voice, he glorified God. And we learn from the 50th Psalm, whoso offer of praise glorifies me. And secondly, we learn that he fell down on his face at his feet in worship. He was prostrate before the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ in worship, where Mary sat at his feet and learned his word, heard his word. This leper fell down at his feet in worship. And we read he was given thanks. Thanksgiving, worship, and praise we see in this leper. But what did he need to be able to do this? He needed cleansing. The leper was morally disqualified. He was legally disqualified. He had to stay far off. He was physically disqualified. He was not whole. It is very much like the circumstances we go through at this moment. There is a pandemic in this world that is causing people not to put their hands on their upper lips. We have progressed a little farther than that. Now we have masks. But to recognize that we cannot come close. But what a wonderful God we have, in that what is just a physical problem that is causing this world so much panic, we realize that we have an answer to the spiritual problem that men do not want to recognize that they have. But yet it is so great. It was so great that it caused the Lord Jesus Christ in love to come to this world wearing those beautiful feet, if we may so say, bringing good tidings of salvation. And he has come and many have received it. How thankful we are for everyone who has received that salvation. But there is need for us to sit at his feet, hear his word, and fall at his feet and worship. We cannot fall at his feet and worship until we understand, until we hear the word that he has given us. He says, that good part will not be taken away from you. So every aspect of learning from Christ, of knowing what Christ has done, will lead us further into thanksgiving and worship and praise before God. Access into the very presence of God. What a wonderful place we have before him. The Israelite, though chosen by God, brought out of Egypt by God, crossed the Red Sea in the power of God's hand, does not have that access. He does not have that place that we have. And we learn something of that place through the way the leper acted. First, he returned, submitting to the Lordship of Christ. And this is something that it is very challenging for us today. Have we or are we submitting to the Lordship of Christ? Do we recognize that he has absolute and total control over us? Every step of our lives he has ordered. He says to us, we know, the word of God says, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So whatsoever circumstance we may go through, he has ordered it for our good. And then he tells us, in that, because of this, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. This leper, on his way, he recognized, I have been cleansed. I have been made whole. The very thing that bothered me in my life, my life was focused on getting, now I have received. How did I receive it? I receive it from the word of the one who said to me, go show yourself to the priest. And dear brother and sister, this is the way that we have received the cleansing that we needed. And having received that cleansing, the leper did not continue on to see the priest. The priest had done nothing for him. He turned back and submitted to the lordship of the one whose word had given him healing. Secondly, this access was appreciated. Before, the leper had to stay afar off. In fact, in verse 12, we read, they stood afar off. He couldn't come near. He could not even approach. But he stood afar off and did what he wanted, said what he wanted. Have mercy on us. So at the beginning, in his state, the condition that he was in, he could not come near. None of us could come near. We read we were alienated by wicked works. But now, having been cleansed, this leper is able to come near and to bow down and to give thanks and to glorify God. Now he is changed. Now he has been cleansed. He has access into the very presence of God. And we read this in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 18. For through him, through whom? Through the Lord Jesus Christ, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. I want us to notice that all three persons of the Godhead is mentioned here. Dear brother and sister, just listen to this. God has given me access to himself, but through the persons of the Godhead. I do not have to wait until some person who calls himself a priest make representation for me before God. No, 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 no. Through him, through the Lord Jesus Christ, whether I was a Jew or a Gentile, I have access into the unto the Father by one Spirit. The power is the Spirit. The person through whom this has been brought to me is the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's not access merely to God, though that is true. It is access also to the Father. This tells me that I have been brought into a relationship where he is the Father and I'm a child of his. Wonderful. This is what God has done through the Lord Jesus Christ for everyone who believes. The work of Christ has made it possible for every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ to recognize that God is now his Father, and we have access by the power of a divine person. Because of the work of a divine person, that has brought me into a relationship with God. That has brought me near. And we are going to see in a few minutes how that near we have been brought. We come to the Epistle to the Hebrews. In the Epistle to the Hebrews, we have described for us in chapter 10, verses 19 to 25, the nearness into which we have been brought. You remember that in the case of the children of Israel, only the high priest could go into the holiest of all, and he could only go once a year. He could only go into the very presence of God where the Shekinah glory is. He could go once a year. On that one occasion, he could go on no other occasion. If only the high priest can go, the other priests could not go. And if the priest could not go, then the common people, if you would so allow, could not go. But this illustration for us is just to show us the greatness of the privilege God has given us in His Son, and how He has made for us a provision that only God could have made and God could have offered to us. Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which He has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say His flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for faithful He is faithful that promise. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Remember, the leper came back and he was praising God. He fell at the feet of the Lord Jesus and he gave thanks. The high priest could only go in once a year in the very presence of God. But here he tells us how that access for us has been achieved, and how it needs to be appreciated and appropriated. In the case of the leper, he recognized what Christ had done for him, and he came back. He appreciated what Christ had done for him. He appropriated it by falling at His feet, giving thanks, and worshiping, glorifying God. I say also, dear brethren, to young and old alike, we have also that same privilege of not only appreciating the access, but appropriating it as well. Now, with the high priest once a year, for this leper, he came back and he was told, go his way. But how often can any one of us come into the very presence of God? No time, no date, no hour is given. So as often as we would be thus privileged is as often as we lay hold on the privilege. Let me repeat that. As often as we can come into the presence of God, it's as often as we lay hold of this privilege. But what is it necessary? What is necessary for me to be moved by the Spirit of God to come into the presence of God through the access that the Lord Jesus has provided for me? Appreciation of His work and a desire to show that I have laid hold on that appreciation, to give Him thanks and praise and to fall down and worship at His feet. It is not dependent on any day. It is not dependent on any person beside myself. I can come just as that one leper came back on his own, alone. None of the other nine were there with him. As he came back alone and gave thanks to God, every one of us has that privilege of coming to God and giving Him the thanks that He deserves, giving Him the praise that He deserves. How has this been made available? We have boldness to enter into the very presence of God, into the holiest. Now, open to us, the veil is rent. We see that in verse 10 and in verse 20. The veil is rent. The passport has been made. We have boldness to come into the presence of God by the Lord Jesus, the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which He has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say His flesh. So His blood and His body has been given as the sacrifice for us. And through that sacrifice, we have access into the very presence of God. And I dare say, What are we going to see when we come into the presence of God, when we come to worship Him, to give Him thanks and to glorify Him? Who are we going to see? We have in the presence of God, we see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The very face of the one who has brought us into that presence, we see in that face that was marred more than the sons of men. We will see in that face the shining forth of God's glory. All the love and grace that God has towards us is seen in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we have boldness, and we take the privilege of giving thanks, falling at His feet, praising His name, because He has given us a place before Himself. But then He says, let us draw near. Let us draw near. Brethren, we don't have to wait on any day. We don't have to wait on any hour. Anytime we can draw near. Every time, any time that the Spirit of God so moves our hearts, we do not have to turn and wait for a crowd. Now, I am not saying do not assemble yourselves together. Chapter verse 25 says that. Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. But to recognize that we don't have to wait on those occasions. Just as the old high priest in the Aaronic covenant order had to wait. No, brethren, we have the opportunity by the Spirit of God to look into the very face of the Lord Jesus Christ and see the glory of God and be challenged, be drawn to worship, to praise, and to adore. If we have the slightest cognizance of what Christ has done for us, just as this leper did, we will be ready to come into His presence. And I just want to close with this. It says, let us draw near with a full, true heart, full assurance of faith. Let us hold fast. Brethren, there's an effort to be expended. There are very many distractions out there. But God wants us to see that in spite of the distractions, He holds for us one who is an attraction. So let us appreciate the work He has done. Let us lay hold of that work, not to wait for anything. But even now in this pandemic, where we have to, so to speak, maybe apart from each other because of regulations, but we can be apart, we can be together with each other in heart, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, but encouraging one another. And this, I believe, is the essence of this series of lectures, to encourage us to lay hold on what God has given us in Christ and to bow down in worship and thanksgiving and praising Him because of who He is and because of what He has done. Let us realize that the work of Christ, He has accomplished it. And what He has accomplished it for is for the glory of God and for the blessing of us. And may we lay hold on what He has given and appreciate. We realize the Savior has come. The work of salvation has been done. Others have benefited from it. And by subjection to His Lordship, we have the privilege of appreciating, appropriating His work in worship, thanksgiving and praise to God our Father and to our Lord Jesus Christ, for His name's sake.